you sit down over the weeks, yeah, that's why I think you've got to sort of name so many people and allow yourself to think about so many teams. And I just keep going back to what Gus said when I first started the job. You can't pick your team till Sunday, and pretty much the last selection came down to today. So a couple of frantic phone calls at the end, but very exciting. We're going to camp tonight, so now looking forward to seeing all the boys. Yeah, we've been speaking about Cody for a long time, I think. You know, you'd be blind if you didn't see the sort of form he was in and what he can do at the moment. Now, I suppose it'll give us, you know, we've got a couple of days to work out how we're going to play, and that's going to be a, you know, really fun part of the camp. I don't really know Cody Walker, so I've only sort of seen him in the games to say hello to, so look forward to getting to know him.
That is New South Wales State of Origin coach Brad Fittler following the announcement of his side, the 17, to take on Queensland. Game one up at Suncorp Stadium on the 5th of June. And Laurie Daly is here. Laws, having a look at that side. We've got Kevvy Walters coming up very shortly. By the way, Jamie Rogers as well with things you may have missed. Dave Stanley and Robbie Slater. But just quickly before we get to Kevvy, that New South Wales side, your first thoughts?
Yeah, it's a good team. It's a very mobile team. Obviously, they've gone for mobility in the middle. They've got some speed out wide. Young Nathan Cleary gets another opportunity, so well done to him. I'm sure he'll grab it with both hands. I'm really happy for Cody Walker that he's been given an opportunity. Yeah. I think he's been the form player, or one of the form players of the competition, and he quite rightly deserves a chance. He probably wasn't going to get there if Luke Keary had have been fit, but now that he's there, he'll want to stay there. So, no, I'm excited for some of the youngsters. I want to see Payne Haas. I think what he's been able to achieve this season has been phenomenal.
Wow.
Cameron Murray is playing some really good football for South Sydney. And I'm also happy that a couple of the Raiders boys, Jack White and Nick Kotrick, have been given an opportunity. So it's an exciting team for New South Wales, and really looking forward to seeing what Queensland announced later on this morning.
Funny you should mention that, because, yes, they are making the announcement a little bit later. Front and centre at that announcement will be their coach, Kevvy Walters. But first up, we've got to have a chat to him here on the Big Sports Breakfast. G'day, Kev.
Good morning, gents. How are you?
Yeah, well, how are you, mate? You've now seen the New South Wales side. You've been able to take that side in. Were you a little surprised at any of the selections?
Oh, look, to be honest with you, mate, my focus has been on the Queensland side more than anything. We've assembled what we believe is a fantastic team, and, all my energy and focus has been on that. The other side have always picked good teams over the years from 1980, so that's not my issue. My issue and my focus has been solely on this Queensland team, and we've assembled a fantastic team that's going to do Queensland proud.
All right. Have you settled on your team, Kevvy, or have you still got injury concerns?
No, we've settled, Laurie. There were some players with little sort of niggly injuries that restricted them from playing on the weekend, but my information that we're getting from all the medical people at the respective clubs is that all these players will be right to go. So when we announce the side this morning, they'll all be fit and ready. And we, you know, if they can't train by Friday, I've said this to the players as well, in a full capacity by Friday, but we'll get someone else in and wear that maroon jersey and get the job done, you know, on Wednesday week.
Right. So you'll announce 17 plus shadows or a squad of 21?
Yeah, no, 17, and we'll name an 18th man as well this morning, just to cover a few things. But, you know, as I say, I expect all those players that we announce today in the team to be fit and ready to go for training and our preparation into game one.
The suggestion there is that DCE will be named in the side. I don't think that's any shock to anyone. Moses Mbai, sounds like he's going to be named as well. He, of course, missed the game for the West Tigers. So I guess that would be a shock for some people, Kev.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have thought so because, you know, I mean, he's been in some good touch with the Tigers, and he's one of those players that's been in our system for, you know, forever and a day. He played now, I coached him at under 20 level, and then he comes through into the emerging side, and he's been in and around the team at different stages, so without actually getting an opportunity. So, you know, if he is named, I've got every confidence that he'll be a fantastic player for Queensland. It's just about getting the jersey. And doing the jersey, you know, pride and justice. So, you know, for me, the tough part is actually winning your way into this side. Once you get in there, that's when the real hard work starts, and we got a big, major focus on Wednesday week of, you know, getting the job done and getting the job done extremely well.
Yeah. How important is it, Kevy, do you believe it is to win game one? I mean, you've won when you haven't won game one, you've won a series, but how important is it when you're playing at home, first game of the series, to get off on the right note?
Yeah, well, obviously we want to start the series well and with a win, and we expect to start the series with a win. But for that to happen, we've got to do, you know, we've got to be training. Our preparation's got to be immaculate. Everything that we do around the next, you know, 10 days is about that ultimate performance on Wednesday night, and that's what we'll be striving for. We are playing in front of our home crowd, so that's we've got to use that to our advantage. It is a big advantage, playing in front of your home fans, if you use it correctly, and that'll be our plan, is to use the home ground advantage to the utmost and get as much as we can out of playing here at Suncorp Stadium, which is, as we know, one of the great stadiums of the world, and still is.
Who will be captain?
Well, he'd have to wait, Jimmy.
Oh, God.
At our dinner tonight, we've got a dinner on for the players and all of our supporters and fans. So sponsors coming to that as well tonight. So we'll announce the captain tonight.
When you sat down and looked at picking your team, what was the position that you sort of had most of your discussion around?
Certainly the 14 position, who that utility player is going to be. That was the one that sort of, we got some great options there. So yep, we had to make sure that we get that right. And the rest of the team pretty much, I reckon, picks itself. You know, they've all been in great touch with their clubs and really showing signs of, you know, what a good Origin player and what a great Origin series they're going to have when selected.
It sounds like you're very clear then about who will be wearing the number 9 jersey. And I think Loz mentioned a little bit earlier that, you know, if we look at the three most important positions on the field, fullback, halfback, hooker, to not have a specialist hooker would be a gamble.
No gamble from the range, Jimmy. We've got the guy that we have selected at 9 has played there before. He's got great experience. He's a tough player. He loves the contest. He loves everything about State of Origin. So without giving too much away, he's going to be ready to go, Jimmy. Don't worry about that.
Kicked a good field goal on the yesterday too.
There were some good field goals. you fellas, hey? You can feel it in the air.
You can. So, Kev, give us a rundown of what happens today. You announce your side. Are your players up there already? When did you notify everyone? And when is your first training session?
Yeah, well, you know, last night was the only difficult thing of the job, was ringing those players that weren't in the team. I've got to say, that's always a tough job, and you've been through that, Laurie. It's one of the things that goes with the job. It's probably the worst part of the job, to be honest. But anyway, we've got through that, and we've rung the players that are coming into the side, the debut players, and obviously they have a couple of them extremely excited about, you know, what lies ahead. So yeah, and today is all about just getting them into camp, assembling, and just, you know, letting them know what's happening for the week. And we have that dinner tonight with our sponsors, our major sponsors and fans. And we'll announce the captain as well. And then tomorrow we're off to Charleville for a fan day out into the bush of Western Queensland. We've got a great day planned out there, you know, getting in amongst the community, which the Queensland boys love. And we really appreciate all the support that we get around the state. So that'll be Tuesday, and then Wednesday, day off, and then into our training on Thursday. So really looking forward to it. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting, boys.
And those conversations you have with the players who miss out, are you... You know, and this sometimes might be not
Keep
what they're
short.
Hearing from
yeah,
short. Short, but from their club coach. Do you say, hey, mate, I want to see a bit more of this, this and this? Or how do those conversations go, Kev?
Yeah, all of that, Jimmy. I mean, it's no good just saying, you know, you're out of the side.
Yeah.
You know, sort of support that with some reasons why. And, you know, I'm always very honest with our players. That's one thing that I am. And, you know, as I say, it was tough making those calls, but we've given those guys, you know, some areas to work on. And, you know, the door is always open for the Queensland Maroons. And we love our players. We love, it's like a big family up here. And we love getting them into camp. And also that when we have to let some go, that's always a very tough decision. But they'll always be part of the Maroons family, regardless of what happens.
Yeah, they certainly will be, Kevy. When you look at this New South Wales team, do you expect them to play like they did last year? Or because of a couple of the changes that they've had to make, do you expect a little bit of a different style from them?
Well, you know, again, I'm really focused, Loz, on the Queenslanders. I mean, last year I probably took away a little bit of my focus from what we were actually doing. And so this year my focus is on Queensland and getting us right. I think if we can play to where, I know that if we can play to the ability that we're capable of, we will win game one. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yep.
If we can get this side that we've selected to play at their ultimate best, we will win game one. So, you know, it doesn't really matter. So I'm taking a leaf out of, you know, possibly Wayne Bennett's book. You know, worry about your own side, get your own team right, and everything else will look after itself. And that's going to be my focus this week for the Maroons, is getting these 17 men ultimately ready for the game of their lives on Wednesday week.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Gee, Damien Cook played well for the Rabbitohs on the weekend, Kev?
For the number nine? For who is that?
He was the bloke who had a try and three try assists in that match against the West Tigers.
Oh, I missed that game, mate. Watching the...
Just go back and look at Origin 1 last year, Kevy.
This is a new year, gentlemen. 2019.
It's amazing what one series does for us.
One in a row, Kev. One in a row.
Let's leave it at that, eh?
Yeah, fair enough. Hey, mate, enjoy today. It is a big day for Queensland Rugby League announcement of that side. Enjoy the dinner tonight and appreciate your time this morning, Kev. Good luck with the next 10 days.
Yeah, thanks very much, guys. Go the Maroons.